Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Epic Show. We're now just landing in South Bend, Indiana. Man, everybody can't, all they talk about is football back here. And, of course, they should because Notre Dame is in the national championship game for the college football playoff season. And joining us is a guy that won the national championship at Notre Dame. That's Frank Pomerico. He was the captain of the 1973 national championship team there. And before we get with Coach Frank Pomerico, let's thank our weekly sponsor for this segment, which is Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations, you know, across the state. They're everywhere. Just visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, have you been able to sleep since they got the big victory over Penn State?
Coach, it's been a great week to really go back and look at that game. But I just want your people out there in Las Vegas to know we had 4 inches of snow today, and the weather is about 13 degrees. Wind chill is about minus two. So James and I were talking about it. We're glad the Indiana game wasn't played this week because it's awful cold here and everything is very snowy. So it's very wintry here, and I'm glad that they're playing indoors in Atlanta. But, Coach, that game against Penn State, that was a tremendous game in the Orange Bowl. It was full of all kinds of different scenarios, and I think it was a very close game, and it was good for the Irish to win a very close game. I think one of the things that James and I was talking about is that Notre Dame keeps playing every play like it's the last play, that it's the most significant play of the game. And when they do that, they come out on the top side of everything. They do their job individually, and they are able to withstand all the pressures that the other team are trying to give them. So they kind of have no breaking point, is a term that Coach Parsegian used to use all the time. We have no breaking point. And always that was on the football field, but also in our values of life, which was always a good life lesson for us. But this team this year is very similar to that phrase. We have no breaking point, and they keep coming. Coach, that was a great game against Penn State, and quite frankly, it could have went either way. If you look at that first half, the score was 10-3 for Penn State, and really what could have happened is they could have been up 14-3. They missed a swing pass kind of an underneath to the halfback. I think his name was Singleton. It was thrown a little bit behind him, but he was open for a touchdown. And if they would have got that, that would have been a 14 points at that time. And it would have gave them a significant cushion. And maybe they would have won the game by a single point. You don't know. A lot of things could have happened. But it was a great game on both sides. And I think the Irish were very fortunate to come out. They played very well in the fourth quarter, with Greathouse having 7 receptions for 105 yards. Williams, the halfback, little halfback, had 5 catches for 66 yards. And Evans, the tight end, has made a great comeback from his knee injury, having 5 receptions for 58. Coach, the thing that Penn State did, though, is they were able to crack down on Notre Dame's running game. They held them to Love to 46 yards, although he had one tremendous touchdown from about the 4-yard line. He never gave up on that, and he stretched it over for a touchdown. One of the better runs I've seen in the last 10 years or so. He made quite an effort there. Leonard had about 18 rushes for only 35 yards, and Price, who is really a good runner and can hurt you sometimes, had 7 for only 13. So Penn State kind of corralled Notre Dame. And I think that's something that they're going to have to try to explode with in this week, because if they can get a bit of a running game and get Ohio State on their heels, Ohio State, Coach, I'd like to talk a little bit more about Ohio State now. If we look at Ohio State, they have the number one defense in the country. I mean, they are really strong up front. They have great great linebackers with Cody Simmons, number zero. He has 104 tackles. They have two great safeties, Styles and Downs. They have 94 and 70 tackles apiece. Their defensive end, Sawyer, has 56 tackles and 9 sacks. Coach, these are guys that come after you. So this is something that they're going to have to continue doing, Ohio State, if they want to be dominant against Notre Dame. If they hurt Notre Dame's running game and force them to pass, I think that puts Ohio State in a very positive light as far as this game is concerned. Coach, but talking with James, he's very concerned about their receivers. They have 3 number one draft choices at this point. There's Jeremiah Smith, has over 1,200 yards receiving and 14 touchdowns. And Mbuke has 75 catches for almost 1,000 yards. And Tate has 50 catches for 600, almost 700 yards. So they have a very powerful offense and a good running game with Henderson and Junkins, you know, both having close to 1,000 yards apiece. So Notre Dame has their work cut out for them.
Frank, you know, they're a very talented team with great athletes, and they do play as a team. I think Notre Dame does really play as a team. And what I like about this game, they both have demonstrated how physical they are, how they pound the offensive and defensive lines, and how they really put the other team on the defensive with the physicality that they played at. They bend but not broke necessarily, and I think it's going to be a great game. They fought their way to this championship game. Frank, when you think of this, 16 football games these teams played. 16 football games, and it'll be their 16th game. Neither of these teams played in the championship game, and now they're in the championship game. Now, independently, that since Notre Dame is independent, they wouldn't play in one. But Ohio State didn't even play in the Big Ten championship game. Penn State and Oregon did. And here they both are playing for a national championship. That's sort of unique.
Well, Coach, you're right on that one. You know, the one thing that's very interesting is that it came out earlier in the week here that Ohio State is a 9.5-point favorite. So Notre Dame is a big underdog. I think that's come down a little bit. It may even come down further until the game before the game starts. But just because Ohio State has a strong team and has more talent on paper doesn't mean that they can't get their butts beat. They have twice this year already when you look at it. They lost to Michigan and they lost to Oregon. Now, in both situations, it was just a small amount. It was 3 against Michigan and only 1 against Oregon, which tells me something. They're a championship team, but yet sometimes they lose focus. What the odd makers don't know is that this isn't really an academic competition. This is not a chemistry test. You know, this is a competition for the national championship where passion and spirit and desire make such a big difference. It trumps logic. So when you have these kind of conditions, anything can happen. So before the kickoff, remember, on the field is where the game is won. And if the results are not what the experts are saying, you know, you can understand that because of the ferocity of the way these young men are going to play. I know this. If Notre Dame is hanging in there in the second half and has a shot, they're going to give it their all to be there at the end of the game. And if they are there at the end of the game, I'm putting my bets on Notre Dame because they really, really go after it. I think the talent is with Ohio State, but the Irish will not fold on this. They'll keep coming. Now, if they get beat by a big score, that's one thing. But I think they're going to keep coming no matter what. And, Coach, as the old saying goes, as we're watching this game, we're going to see we got us a ball game here that's going to be great fun to watch.
Frank Pollarico joins us weekly with our Notre Dame football report brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app. Frank, if you're going to go to this ball game, it's going to cost you some bucks. I guess that some of the ticket prices range anywhere from $1,350 all the way up to $2,000 per ticket. It is sort of costly, isn't it?
It is, Coach. It is costly. But you'd be surprised how many people want to be there for this experience. They wanted to be at the Indiana game, the first playoff game ever at Notre Dame Stadium. They wanted to be there. And I think, you know, when you look at the grand scheme of all this, you know, these players, the second semester has already started. So they started before the first semester of the fall started, and now they're in the second semester, and it started already this week. So they're going to be involved in this game. It's a long season if you're going to the national championship. And I think, you know, this is something that's okay with a lot of the kids. And didn't bother me that I may have to be away from home for Christmas or for New Year's. I was excited for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. These fellas have the opportunity to play in a playoff game against Indiana. They go to New Orleans and play in the Sugar Bowl and win. They go to Orange Bowl and play against Penn State and win that one. And now they're going not the Peach Bowl, but the national championship game. So for me, this is three great games that they've been involved in. This is something they'll remember for the rest of their life. And if the Irish win, this is something that nobody can take away from them. That's one thing we have on the 73 team. We won the national championship, and nobody can take that away from us. We were on that greatest team that Ara Parseghian ever had, undefeated, untied team. He had another great team in 66, but they tied one, and we were undefeated, untied, and played for the national championship in the Sugar Bowl. So that was a great accomplishment. And we still, 50 years later, Coach, 51 years later, we still have great pride about that and the things that we accomplished that year.
Frank, let me ask you, I don't think it was good timing, and I don't know how true it is, but supposedly the Chicago Bears want to talk to your head football coach, Marcus Freeman. I don't think it's a good time to release that with this, or how the rumors got out, but your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's just a probe. I think Marcus Freeman's going to be here for a long time. He just signed a new contract that puts him in the lead area as far as financially is concerned. I think he loves this area at Notre Dame. His family is growing up here. He has six children, I believe, and he's been married 15 years or so. I think this is a place that he wants to spend at least another decade at and try to make this as good a program as it possibly can. Now, Coach, football has changed so much in the last 15 years. Now, when you're talking about paying players the way they're doing now, I just heard that Carson, I think his name is Best from Georgia, went to Miami for $4 million. Somebody else said it was even more than that, but for $4 million. And I'm saying, oh my gosh, I mean, the highest bidder will get the good players. So we'll have to watch that. But it never used to be that way. I mean, there were so many rules and parameters that you had to follow in order to build a team. So no longer is, I want to go to this school that has a great coach like Ara Parseghian, like Nick Saban, and I want to learn as much about life as I possibly can in football in order to be a successful human being. That is kind of out the window now, and people are getting paid left and right. And I think that's one of the things that it's holding Marcus Freeman here. He wants to be one of those people like Nick Saban and Ara Parseghian and make the kids understand that football is just part of their life and not all of it. I mean, he has that kind of feel to him, and I think he's somebody that's going to make a great impact on this area at Notre Dame and also in college football.
Well, Frank, again, I want to thank you. I want to wish you the best of luck, all you back there at South Bend, all the Notre Dame fans, for the national championship and the game that'll be Monday night. We'll know next week just how our segment will go. And again, I want to thank James. Was James the one that does a lot of the background check and a lot of the information that you use during our show? We thank James for that. And also, we always thank our sponsor, which is Station Casinos, STN Sports App. So, Frank Pomerico, thank you very much for joining us again with our Notre Dame Football Report.
Coach, thanks for having me. I look forward to talking to you next week, and it'll be with an Irish win. I have confidence, that's for sure.
All right, my man, I'll talk to you later. And again, we want to thank Frank for joining us weekly here throughout the college football season. Again, we thank Station Casinos for the sponsorship of Notre Dame Football Report and their STS Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. You know, if you want to find more about it, just go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com. I'm Harvey Hyde with our Cooler Sports Topic Show. We're going to take this short time out, and when we come back, let's feature one of the top women's basketball programs in America. That's the UNLV women's basketball program, and with our head football coach, Coach LaRock. So buckle up. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back.